joined now by Riley Duncan. Riley, congratulations. This is a pretty special moment.
Yeah, this is awesome, and it's anything that we could have imagined. We went into the season with attitude that this is our goal and this is where we were going to get. We came into here, we got out of them early. We had great VP, came out here with an attitude that we were going to win, and we did just that. And it's just an amazing feeling and feels so good to represent Twin Cedars and finally going to represent them after a very long time of our teams not making it to state. We're the ones that get to be up there and represent TC.
You could not have had a better start. I was looking for a Hollywood producer around here because 5 runs in your half of the first, I mean, could you have dreamed of a better start?
No, that was honestly amazing. We came into here and we thought if we score runs, we're going to make them take a second look and be like, hey, they're here to play. And that's just what we did. We came out here this first inning. Every single one of us, top to bottom of the lineup, even the girls on the bench, did an amazing job staying up. And we came out here and got the bats rolling and just got on top of them early.
A little bit of adversity. They put up a 4 spot to tie it. What was the mood in the dugout? What was, said between each other to, kind of keep them up?
Yeah, definitely our energy was up the whole time. I mean, I'm going to be honest, the energy that we had that first inning and then throughout the middle kind of dumbed down. But we got to that 7th inning and we realized that everything we had was on the line. We're either going to go home or we're going to go and we're going to compete for that state title. And we just kept each other up. We kept cheering and here we are.
You mentioned representing Twin Cedars and you've always been about what's on the front of the jersey, rather what's on the back. Your dream, Riley, has always been take some buddies up to state. That's now realized. What do you think?
This is awesome. I mean, I'm not used to this, and it's great having my teammates there and having a team make it. I mean, they get experience it, and it's an awesome feeling when you get to the state level and get to compete against the best other athletes in the state.
Pre-game, was there any nerves, any pressure, or is it like, okay, we're at home. We got this. Is that kind of the attitude going in?
We definitely came into this with a better attitude, knowing we're playing on our home field where we own this and this is our house. But, I mean, there was nerves and there's going to be, but we came out here, put them to the side, and got her done.
And now what's the thought going up there? I mean, all you got is 3 games. Easier said than done, but, you might as well go for 3 more.
Yeah, I mean, we're up there. We might as well go for that state title and go for gold.
Riley, congratulations again.
Thank you.
Talking now to the two pitchers, Grace Bailey and Allie Mockenhop. Grace, let's first of all talk about that last play. You're the hero of a lot of heroic plays tonight, Grace. When the ball went out there and you saw Coach waving you around, what was that like?
I mean, I knew there was 2 outs. I was going on anything, and Allie really came through, so that was big.
You started out, and then she got in a circle, and then you replaced her. Was that the plan, or did you kind of go off script as the game went on?
We were just kind of going to go how the game went, and, I mean, we both pitched good, I felt like. I mean, that's a really good team, so it's hard to stay out there a whole game against a team like that, and we both played our part, I felt like.
Allie, you were out there in the middle of the game. You had them controlled until they had that one big inning. What was that like being out there knowing that, okay, this is a good hitting team. I need to shut them down.
Yeah, I was really relying a lot on my junk because I knew, like, my curveball, screwball, that was going to be what was going to get me through it because they are a good hitting team. They are going to hit the ball. I threw a couple changeups that got hit pretty hard, and I was like, yeah, they're a good team. And I was really glad I was able to hold them, and our defense played really well behind us.
And, I could see through your mask, you were smiling, and both of you were having fun. Even when they were starting to catch up, is that kind of been the mentality of this team? It's like, all right, let's have some fun here. Let's, get this one, and no pressure here.
Yeah, I think that's really big, especially as us being, like, 2 seniors, because if we're up, the whole team's going to be up. If we're down, the whole team's going to be down. We got to be the leaders. We got to be the ones that are excited. Even if we mess up, if they mess up, we still have to be, like, upbeat and ready to play and give it our all so that way they know they can give their all behind us.
All right, now you're headed to state. First time since 1978, so I don't know. Your parents may have not been born by then, but – now what's the mentality going up there? I would say pressure, a little bit of pressure is off now. It's just all cherry on top of the sundae here.
I mean, getting the Fort Dodge is the next first step, so now we just have to go one game at a time and I mean, play our game, and I think we'll be fine. Doesn't matter who we have to play.
And as we're standing here, you don't know who you're going to be playing, but you don't really care at this point, right, Allie?
No, our biggest goal the last 3 years, we've been so close, and our biggest goal this season was make it to Fort Dodge. You know, we got that easy conference championship, and now we were like, we got to go. We got to go to state. So now that we're going, I think now it's going to be really playing into, we're just going to go up there, we're going to have fun. We're going to see what happens.
Good, ladies, congratulations. Best of luck next week.
Thank you.
Brooke Roby, congratulations. Man, this has got to feel pretty good.
Yes, it feels very good, very exciting.
5 runs in that bottom of the first inning. I don't think anyone saw that coming. What was the mood in the dugout as that was going on?
You know, we just had to have very high energy, and we knew we had to come out here to play, and that's just what we did. We stayed on the ball, and we did what we needed to do, and we didn't really continue the rest of the innings when we needed to, but we got back up and we sealed the deal.
A little bit of adversity there near the end with their 4 spot, but, you know, this team seems to have fought through adversity most of this season. How did you get through that?
We just got to play our game. We know what we can do and what we can't do, and we just got to work through all those plays and hits, and we just got to do what we can do and make it work and win.
I know you don't know who you're playing yet as we're standing here, but I don't think anyone really cares at this point. You're going up there. Is the pressure off now? Is this kind of the cherry on top of the sundae that you've been making here this year?
Yes, but there's definitely much more we need to work on. We will be ready for whoever we get up there, and we cannot wait.
Brooke, congratulations again.
Thank you.
With Chloe Durian now. Chloe, congratulations. This is a pretty special night for you.
Very, very special. We've been working very hard for this, and finally, now senior year, we did it. Feels great.
What does this mean to not just you, but this team, this program? You know, I think when you guys are freshmen, won just 3 games, and now you're headed to the state tournament.
Yeah, it's definitely huge. All of us girls have been playing together for a very long time. We know how each other works, and it just feels great to all of us, not only just us seniors, to everybody, even the ones who aren't playing in the game, but I know that they feel great about it too.
I got to ask, that bottom of the first inning, when you put a 5 spot on, I don't know that anyone saw that coming. I don't even know if anyone in this dugout saw that coming either, did you?
Not at all. I'd expected it to be – well, it was obviously a close game, but I didn't expect to get 5 runs the first inning at all. But it felt good.
Now you're headed up to state. Is the pressure off, or, you know, is it still, okay, you know, we got to win 3 more games. We want to reach that ultimate goal.
The pressure is still there. We just need to relax once we get there, know that we can do it, have the confidence, and know that we can win. We've beat these teams before, and we can do it again.
Chloe, again, congratulations.
Thank you so much.